Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's also a pleasure to welcome legal nurse consultant Denise Clark to our show. She's originally from the Northeast. She makes her home in sunny Florida, longtime nurse with a mission to help attorneys and plaintiffs win their cases and to help spread the word that this specialty she considers her second career, and it exists in full form. She absolutely loves what she's doing, very passionate about it as well. Denise was always skilled as an RN, interested in expanding her knowledge base. In fact, she has a board certification in emergency nursing and clinical area she has worked in for about 35 years. Few nurses initiative to undergo additional training and sit for an exam to attain that honor. Denise then went on to explore a new career, one that would utilize her clinical instincts and the ability to explain things to patients in terms they could grasp. It would also be a career that has had more flexibility in scheduling. Denise is now an independent legal nurse consultant with full certification. It means she's a nurse who gives attorneys involved in medical cases a competitive edge, helping them analyze electronic medical records, develop reports and discovery questions, and prepare briefs or depositions. As an ER nurse, there were many times she had to explain things to her patient. The doctors didn't have time or used complicated terms. And this is similar, she says, we collaborate with attorneys to educate them and their clients on the nursing aspect of what happened to the patient. It helps jurors truly understand once the case goes to court. This is also life-saving work, according to our very special guest, Denise Clark. All those years in the emergency department helping Denise realize that no two cases are ever the same. Even people with the same symptoms or diagnoses are, after all, two different people with distinct needs and desires that have to be taken into account. It's my pleasure to welcome her live and direct from Florida, legal nurse consultant extraordinaire Denise Clark, joining us for the first time, and I'm sure not the last, right here live on Close Up Radio Live, what's going to be an extraordinary and inspiring conversation. Denise, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure being here. I appreciate the opportunity.
You are very, very welcome. I want to dive right in by sort of setting the stage for the extraordinary experience you have gathered and garnered over the years. You are a credentialed nurse who's worked in hospitals for nearly 40 years, and I'm sure that went by in a New York minute. Tell us what that was like, some of the experiences and some of the standouts in your inspirational journey in the world of everything healthcare, medical, and nursing.
It was very exciting and challenging working in the ER because you never knew what was going to come in through the door next. So you had to be prepared. Developing quick assessment and critical thinking skills was very important. And working as a team and communication was very important in the outcome of our patients. I've taken care of a wide variety of patients in my career, multiple trauma patients, heart attacks, strokes, snake bites, alligator bites, baby deliveries, amongst others. I'm ready to write my book of all my stories very soon. And it really makes you feel good knowing that we were able to help somebody and save their life.
Isn't that beautiful? That's really the crux of it all, is the passion and everything that you've really been able to enjoy and celebrate over the years. And And think of all the lives that you've touched and helped heal on many different occasions. Really something quite special. And compassion and empathy that's underneath all of that is what keeps you going and doing what you do and do so well. And I have family that have worked in emergency rooms and other aspects. And it really takes a special person to be able to go in there every day, see what you see, experience what you experience, and then pick up your bootstraps and go back in the next day and do it all over again, right? With the same compassion
That's right.
and understanding.
That's right. It was a very rewarding career for me.
You now work as a CLNC. You can, of course, tell us what that is. As I mentioned earlier, as a legal nurse consultant and certified. Tell us about that career and how you, I mean, you've had this wonderful career on the front lines as a nurse, and you could have just, you know, rested on the laurels there and say, okay, I've done enough, I've experienced enough, I'm good. But you wanted to expand things and sort of bring it full circle on another level. What inspired you to want to shift into this aspect, the legal aspect, and tell us about it?
I was looking for a at-home business opportunity with my nursing career, and I've always wanted to be a certified legal nurse consultant, and last year this came up available for me to have the time to do it. So I, a certified legal nurse consultant, works behind the scenes with the attorneys and their clients, and we help educate them and help prove their cases using my nursing expertise. Actually, certified legal nurse consultants have been around for about 40 years. And to become a certified legal nurse consultant, I took a 40-hour online course at legalnurse.com. This great course trains you to help understand what an attorney needs to succeed with his cases. A CLNC can be a consultant, or they can be a testifying expert. You can't be both for the same case. It determines what role he needs you for. This course teaches you all about the litigation process and how to screen medical records and write reports for the attorneys with writing brief reports, narrative, and chronological timelines. CLNCs can assist with preparing deposition and trial questions. And there are actually 30 services we can offer the attorneys. The advantage of a CLNC is that I've seen up front the inner workings of the healthcare setting that attorneys are not exposed to. And the benefit for the attorneys is that CLNCs are more cost effective than a physician. We don't replace the physicians. We work alongside them representing the nursing issues for their cases. And the types of cases we can work on can be medical and nursing malpractices, personal injury, environmental, toxic tort cases, workman's comp, or criminal cases. And I recently became certified and just completed setting up my business, so I am now considered an independent certified legal nurse contractor.
That's amazing. Congratulations on that. You know, it's a labor of love for you. What are some examples of the things that you do for the attorneys and their clients? Or you imagine reviewing medical records has to be a big one since they are such large and complex case files.
Absolutely. The screening medical records determines if a case is meritorious or not, which means that it's a good chance strong evidence that has shown up. And I also review hospital policies and procedures because each facility has their own set of standards. I'm familiar with the standards of care and the deviations that may have occurred. And I'm very qualified to assess the complex injuries and damages. I can help translate medical terms for the attorneys, the clients, and the jurors to help them understand their cases when they go to court. And we can also help locate expert witnesses using our extensive database.
I think that's great. Yeah, the database must be extraordinary. And soon you'll be exhibiting at a legal conference in Orlando with John Romano, well-known in Florida justice circles. Congratulations on that. Tell us about
Thank you.
And what you hope to – what the experience is going to be like, what the exhibit's like, but also what you hope to gain from the experience.
Okay. To extend my certified legal nurse consultant business, I'll be exhibiting next week at the John Romano Workhorse Conference in Orlando. Attorney Romano is a highly recognized expert trial attorney with the Florida Justice Association. I will be networking with the attorneys to show them how a certified legal nurse consultant can assist with their cases using my professional background. I'll be one of 44 exhibitors there at the hall, and we'll be there for 3 days, and I'll be getting a lot of exposure, and I'll be able to expand my business and help the attorneys and their clients in the next few years.
Quite exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is, very.
If a listener were hurt and they wanted to sue, how would they know who to call about their case? A doctor, a lawyer, family member, someone like you?
They would have to is to contact a lawyer who would then hire me, a certified nurse consultant, to work with the clients on their cases because we are not qualified to give legal advice out to people. They have to go through the attorney.
So that would be their first step to take and then to go from there. You're a consummate professional who's been board certified in emergency nursing, now a member of the National Alliance of Certified Nurse Consultants. Why are professionalism and ongoing learning so crucially important to you? And they really make a difference to clients, right?
Yes. Professionalism shows people that you are committed to your job and your career. The nursing, the healthcare issues, and the legal issues are constantly changing in this world. So I have committed to being a lifelong student of learning. And I really love what I'm doing. And it's important to the clients because they need to feel comfortable and informed and trust that we are working in their best interest.
And that's really important, right?
Yes.
It's crucial. You've practiced in Florida for a while now, and there are unique emergencies there, such as being mentioned bit by an alligator and things of that nature. There's also an amusing story, believe it or not, of a woman you treated, and then you ran into her years later.
Yes. Yes, it's one of my favorite ER stories. I took care of a 7-year-old lady who presented to our ER at 5 o'clock in the morning, who had gotten bitten by an alligator on her left calf while on her morning walk. He let go, and she was able to hobble home and call 911. I was her primary nurse in the ER. She was extremely shaken up, of course. I helped calm her down and explained she needed emergency surgery. Then 10 years later, an elderly lady presented at 3 o'clock by EMS to the same ER, and she saw me from across the department, waved her arm up in the ear, and called out, "Hi, Denise, remember me? You took care of me when I got bit by the alligator." And it was just so nice to know that she remembered me after all that time, and that that's how we make a significant difference in people's lives by working in the emergency room.
Yeah, and it takes a team, it takes a village, and it's really extraordinary. You know, you've been doing this for such a long time, and it's really amazing. It was also a career that had more flexibility in scheduling what you're doing now, this new career, no more holidays, 12-hour shifts. And
correct.
that makes a big difference, right?
Yes, it does. I can set my own hours, set my own days
and
time.
You know, also it means that, you know, you're a nurse, but you give attorneys involved, as I mentioned, in medical cases. Let's talk about some of the kinds of work itself, malpractice, personal injury, product liability, things of that nature. Some of the not specific, but generically kinds of cases that you actually work through.
We have a lot of hospital nursing and medical malpractice issues, such as patients going to surgery and something was missed, personal injury in regards to car accidents, reviewing the mechanism of injuries and who caused the initial injury, the initial accident. The toxic torts are just where people have been exposed to, like, contaminated water. The workman's comp issues include people who have fallen down at work, slipped on water on the floor, and also criminal cases where people have been injured, assaulted. And there's a wide variety of cases that we can work on for the attorneys.
Which is amazing. It really is. You help them analyze electronic medical records, develop reports, discovery questions, prepare briefs or depositions. Had you always been interested in legal matters, even while you were nursing, even if they had nothing to do with healthcare or the medical world? Were you always just curious through the years in things legal, in the legal world?
Absolutely. It's very important, being a nurse for all these years, that what you do is correct and accurate and follows the policies and procedures required by the facility you work at. And you always have to think of HIPAA violations and stuff. You can't talk to other people in an elevator about patients and stuff like that. So that was very important. And I've always gotten brochures of marketing from legal nurse consultants through the years of my career and kept thinking, gee, I wonder what it would be like to be a certified legal nurse consultant. And so last year I finally had the time to make the change and took the course and successfully passed it. And I'm really enjoying it right now. It's a lot of work, a lot of dedication, but we're still serving the patients and helping them out.
One of the things that I mentioned is that you realize that no two cases are ever the same. Even people with the same symptoms or diagnosis are, after all, two different people with distinct needs and desires that have been taken into account. And you were so good with people that they would often remember you 5 to 10 years after the emergency situation during which they met, right?
Correct, correct. I've had quite a few patients taken care of. There was even one lady who I took care of like 30 years ago. She was a trauma patient, and she was paralyzed from the accident. And I happened to see her a couple years ago in the hospital for treatment, and it was during COVID, and we were all wearing masks, and she remembered me by my eyes. And it was just chilling, hair up the back of your neck, knowing that this lady remembered me from 30 years ago with a mask on my face. So it's amazing. You meet a lot of different people. And they, when they present to the ER, they all react differently to their situations. So you learn to adjust and be informative to help them relax and try to understand what's going on with them.
Which is so important, right? It really is very important because there's a lot of emotion involved too. And, you know, it's a scary time for them. And that compassion that you have shines through.
Yes, it was very rewarding. Rewarding and communication, that was the most important thing that they wanted. And once they're understanding what's the delay in the test, et cetera, then they would calm down a little bit. You even had time to hold their hand to help them through a difficult time. And so that was very rewarding that we can, that I could have helped patients out all those years.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. What are some of the things you've seen change over the years about the industry and the way, you know, the work is done and some of the things that you love most about it?
When I first started my nursing career, I was doing the 8-hour shifts, night shifts, 11 to 7. And then the hospitals all started switching to 12-hour shifts, and that gave us more time off. During the week, you had 4 days off instead of two. And that also allowed me more time to be with my family, help raise our son. And there's a lot of changes with the amount of patients that present to the ER. Southwest Florida is growing exponentially. And
yeah.
So the ERs have become busier and busier. And the ERs have adjusted to accommodate the staff to help the influx of patients.
Which is, yeah, the adjustments, because the growth in Florida is so exponential. It's absolutely amazing on so many different levels. What is one thing about your nursing part of your career that really stands out for you? Maybe a memory or two that sticks with you and it still warms your heart when you think about it.
There's been so many of them besides the alligator lady. There's the kids that come in and they've been injured with a fractured arm and having to take care of them and the parents, because we keep the parents at the bedside with the kids. And we've had many of them with broken wrists and head injuries. I've taken care of a rear admiral one time many years ago, and that was very memorative, very popular or gentleman who had a stroke, and I took care of him. Through when I first started my nursing career was when the AIDS epidemic came out, and went through all those years, and went through the swine flu epidemic in Miami, and then through COVID. And so I've seen a lot. There's just thousands of patients that I've taken care of, and I know I did the best, and we all did the best in the ER to get them through their critical time.
Why do you love this work so much?
I love it because I was able to make a difference. Many times years ago, we would do some trial medications in the ER, and heart attack patients, the medicine right in the ER, the TPA type medicines that was in clinical trials. And we would see their EKG changes right back down to normal. That's one of the examples where it was really, truly amazing of what we can do in the ER for patients.
It really is. Yeah. Who are your typical clients? How do clients find you? Do you find them? Do they find you? Or is it a combo?
It's a combination. I've reached out to lawyers groups and sent out all my information. I'm available on Link. I've been recognized in Marquis Hoo-Hoo for my nursing profession. It's mostly marketing to reach out and get recognized at this point.
Get the word out about your incredible background and your expertise. And,
yeah.
And all. I encourage folks to go to the website, Denise Clark Legal Nurse Consultant.com. That's Denise Clark Legal Nurse Consultant.com to connect with our very special guest, award winning nurse, renowned nurse, and legal nurse consultant, Denise Clark, to explore and investigate and connect with her and find out more about her extraordinary work and how she might be able to work with you and folks that you know. Denise, this was really an extraordinary conversation. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. As we say, the episodes go by in a New York minute, but it's so informative and so important, the work that you're doing. And I know it's a full circle thing for you, and you're all in and you're passionate about it and believe in it. And you've been doing this kind of beautiful work for years, helping others heal. And now you're doing it in a way that adds the legal element in. And it's incredible. I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, and that we'll chat again more soon and maybe hear case studies, success stories, things of that nature. That would be a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity. It was wonderful to speak with you.
To you as well, Denise. Thanks so very much for being with us. Denise Clark joining us here on the program. A real pleasure to have her here. We hope to have her back soon. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, inviting you to stay right here. More great episodes coming up in just a moment on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.